There's a chair at the end of our road, a sort of bench, a single person bench, I guess you would call it. It's not really at the end of our road either, it's on the big main road, Salisbury Road. It's about halfway up Salisbury Road. And the chair's dedicated to someone in the community. And the inscription on the chair suggests that people might want to rest their weary bones from walking up the hill before they continue up the rest of the hill. And I've been watching it. Not really watching it, but I notice it. I can see it directly from my kitchen window. And I often see people sitting there. And there are people with babies, there are old people, there are people with shopping bags, there are people with little children. All sorts of people do actually sit on that little chair and rest for a little while. Sometimes they look at their mobiles or make a text message or make a phone call. Sometimes they just sit. Sometimes for short periods of time, sometimes for longer. And then, when they've rested, they go on. They go on their way up the hill. So, the chair's been put in a perfect place because people really do stop and rest there and then go on. And that fascinates me. I love that they do that. Today, someone was sitting in the chair, resting, waiting. And when they were ready, they got up and they went on. And a man came round the corner just as they were leaving. And so the man went to the chair and read the inscription. I wonder what he thought. Most of all, I wonder how they knew to put the bench, the chair, right there in that spot where it beckons the people who are walking up the hill, where it's open enough for them to feel comfortable about going and sitting down, but private enough to give them the space they need to recoup their energy to get up the rest of the hill.